1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects. And say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
I give up, Jay. I give up. Why do we spend hours preparing intelligent, interesting, in-depth sports topics and debates? And why do we bother researching anything in sports when what people most want to hear about is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest? Why? Why do I bother? My husband just texted me. He had to take mom to the airport, so he's in the car at this hour. And just texted me, he's so enjoying the hot dog conversation. Are you kidding me? I work hard to make intelligent shows. I work hard to bring a depth of... just some depth to the show. I work hard to come up with variety and diversity and different sports. I like to be well-informed. And then I make some ridiculous comment about a hot dog eating contest and how it's stupid that Nathan's is banning Joey Chestnut when he's endorsing a plant. He's not endorsing a hot dog. Just because they say it's a hot dog doesn't mean it's a hot dog. For instance, if I hold up this Sharpie and I tell you it's a pencil, it doesn't make it a Sharpie or a pencil. Wait, what did I say? If I hold up this Sharpie, sorry. If I hold up this Sharpie and I tell you it's a pencil, Jay, does it make it a pencil?
No.
Exactly. Exactly. So if I am part of a Sharpie writing contest and I go and I endorse pencils, and the Sharpie company gets really mad because I endorsed a pencil. How is that even remotely the same? No. How is that remotely the same thing? Jay wants to jump in so bad. I do not use Sharpies and pencils for the same thing. People who write with Sharpies on poster boards or on envelopes or, for me, my notes, we're not also using pencils. Sharpies and pencils are not the same thing. So if I am a lover of a Nathan's hot dog and I adore hot dogs, I go to the ballpark and eat hot dogs, I grill hot dogs, and you know I'm talking to you, peeps, because in the United States of America, the stats come out every year. Jay, you could probably Google it. Every year on July 4th, billions with a B. It's the B word. Billions of hot dogs are consumed. Billions of all varieties and shapes and sizes. It's just any old wiener will do on July 4th. So if I love hot dogs and I eat hot dogs at the ballpark and in my backyard and when I go to a barbecue and when I go to a picnic all summer long, I look for hot dogs. I'm not the same person who's eating a plant just because it's dressed up to look like a hot dog. Just because Impossible Foods tells you it's a hot dog does not make it a hot dog. No, they're not the same thing.
But you're not sponsoring them. You're not sticking up. And so, by Joey Chestnut taking Impossible Foods endorsement, he is now saying that that is a hot dog, in his opinion. Because
he's saying it's an alternative for people who don't eat hot dogs. Mm-mm. Why can't he be inclusive? Hey, isn't that a thing in our culture?
He wanted
We're
to be.
All
it's
inclusive.
Nathan's saying he can't,
right.
Which I agree with.
No, I don't agree with that. I'm Team Chestnut here. They're not the same product. It's like if he endorsed ice cream. Would they ban him because he endorsed ice cream?
If they called it hot dog ice cream, yeah.
No, they would
and
not.
And it's an alternative to a hot dog.
It's not. It's just, if you want to eat a salad, but you want it to look like a hot dog, here's what you eat. You eat a plant-based.
No, I get it.
Okay.
But that's more. That's
Jay's like, why are you yelling at me?
That's your opinion, though, because this Impossible Food is quite literally saying this is a hot dog.
It doesn't make it true, though.
Irrelevant here.
I feel like Nathan's is being petty. Yes, it's relevant. If I hold up a football and tell you it's a baseball, it doesn't make it a football.
Unless they call it a baseball football, which is what the Impossible is doing.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
mean. They're saying, come play with this.
Okay,
it's more fun.
No, right, let's start.
That's exactly what the Impossible
dog is doing.
But it
doesn't matter, though, because it's not real. If you tried to play football with a baseball, you wouldn't be playing football. You'd be playing something else. If I tell you.
You're right.
No, you're going to a ballpark to eat a hot dog, and then someone tries to fake you out with a plant-based thing that is just dressed up to look like a hot dog. It's not an actual hot dog.
I think your bigger issue here is with Impossible Foods and what they're trying to sell off to the American public.
No, but I'm saying Nathan's is being ridiculous over this. He's not endorsing hot dogs. He's endorsing plants. Why can't he endorse plants for people who don't eat hot dogs?
Because if they were called plants, then there wouldn't be a problem. But
all right,
called.
There's two things. It's false advertising because they're not actual. You read something about pork.
Yeah,
pork,
right.
Pork.
It's all called Impossible Pork, Impossible Brisket, Impossible.
That's false advertising. Okay, so that's my big problem. But also, I think
saying.
Nathan's is worrying about something that's ridiculous. Because you're not, your competition is not people who eat plants. Your competition is people who eat other brands of hot dogs. If he was endorsing, it's not Under Armour. What's
I don't think Under Armour is Joey Chestnut as their athlete, model athlete. Right?
If he was endorsing, isn't there an Armour hot dog? Isn't there a
Maybe.
Ballpark? If he's endorsing ballpark, yeah. That's completely different. He's endorsing a product that a
same thing,
different
though.
Group of people eat. It's not the same people.
It's almost worse in that way because now they're trying to pilfer your base
into
theirs.
It's a really good word.
Right?
Pilfer.
Yeah.
Pillage and pilfer.
That's what they're trying to do.
I do like the analogy from a caller earlier about LIV versus PGA. It's a little bit like this, right? LIV is not, well, it is now a LIV wasn't a major competitor of the PGA Tour when it started, but after they secured so many eaters, so to speak, to the LIV Tour, consumers to the LIV Tour. Now they are an actual competition in some ways, not every way.
So will eaters join Joey to the Impossible Hot Dog Tour?
Well, I was thinking if Joey could lure a few people who want to pretend like they're eating hot dogs, even though they're not, then maybe Nathan's has a point. But right now I feel like Impossible Foods and all the plant-based options, if you haven't heard, Impossible Food type plants, their business is waning. It's not growing anymore. People are not buying into the fact that these are meats because they're not. And so their advertising or their ploy to get people who love meat to eat their plants and pretend like they're meats, it's not working. We're too smart for that. I mean, we're not smart when it comes to social media, but we're smart when it comes to our hot dogs. Don't mess with our hot dogs.
I like to think I could tell the difference between meat and a plant. But
well, we should do a taste test. Do you want to? I'll find a Nathan's hot dog and then I'll steal an impossible. I'm not paying impossible. I'm just kidding. What if I bring
what
in
aisle are they in?
Plant aisle?
You gotta go like Home Depot to get it?
They're in the produce section. I don't know. I think they have a special section at the grocery store for this stuff, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
What do you think they bill it as? Vegan aisle? By the way, this is nothing against vegans. If you don't eat meat, I have no issues. My point is that you can't pretend like it's meat and sell it to people who are meat eaters when it's not meat.
It's impossible. Okay. I'm just telling you, go to the website and you'll see
that it. That was on purpose, wasn't it?
They have it. It says brisket, chicken, pulled pork, hot dogs.
Those are lies. All lies.
That's where this is the real issue here.
Right. So that's why I think Nathan shouldn't be able to ban him, because they likely don't have it in the fine print. Hey, you can't endorse other foods that aren't actual meat.
But why would he want to endorse a competitor?
Because there are other people. It's not a competitor. That's my point, is if you eat hot dogs, you don't eat impossible foods.
But if Nathan's sees it as a competitor, and he is a Nathan's guy, then drop the impossible foods.
They're paying him $1 million.
You can't, you know, he wants it all.
No, but that's the thing. If Nathan's didn't write in the fine print, you cannot endorse plant-based faux meats, then why is he not allowed to?
I think you can't change the rules right now.
It's not a hot dog. It's a plant. Just because
I can't argue that, because it's that's
probably
fact.
Has food coloring to make it look more like a hot dog, but it's not. That's the point. Is if you can't ban Joey Chestnut for endorsing pears, can you? If you can't,
if he's in a Dole pear eating contest, then no, he can't eat another.
That's not what this is. If you can't ban him for endorsing tomatoes. You can't ban him for endorsing salsa.
Not a hot dog.
You can't ban him for endorsing bratwurst, can you? It's not a hot dog.
That would be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an interesting
one. What about
one.
Kielbasa? Can you ban him for endorsing kielbasa? Nope, probably not.
You can only
ban him for endorsing another hot dog. And Impossible Foods does not make hot dogs.
They say they do.
They're lying. Jay, you know, you are a meat eater. You wouldn't even eat two pieces of broccoli when you lost a bet. You completely reneged. You cannot argue to me that Impossible Foods are hot dogs, because you would not eat them.
I agree. Again, you're right. But the point that this just has anything to do with Joey Chestnut versus Nathan's. Like Joey Chestnut, Nathan's eyes, the Impossible hot dog is a hot dog. They are a direct competitor, and their cash cow is joining the competitor.
But what about if in Joey Chestnut's eyes, these are plants? These are vegan foods.
Joey Chestnut doesn't make the rules here. Nathan's does.
Except that what he's saying in his Twix tweet is that Nathan's is changing the rules. That
they altered the deal, right?
Pray it, don't alter it further. I kind of feel like Nathan's is cutting off its nose to spite its face, or cutting off its. Never mind. Nathan's is banning a 16-time champion when he's the one that brings the attention. I don't know. If you're willing to ban your biggest star,
win stupid prizes, Joey.
There's people out there who are saying Nathan's are dead to me. So we're asking you to weigh in. That's what we're asking. It's our show question tonight. Don't ask me how we stumbled on this, but apparently it's the best thing some of you have heard in sports radio in decades. Yeah. Also, it'd be a little bit like saying, forget the Sharpie and the pencil and the pear and the hot dog. It'd be a little bit like saying that if you're eating pie and I want to endorse a cake, that you can't do both. People can eat both. You can eat a salad.
Different
it's subspecies. Essentially a salad. It's wrapped up in a casing, but it's a salad.
Cake and pie are similar family, but different. So I wouldn't.
I mean, there's a real good chance that if you actually broke down what's in the impossible food option, that it would be something you would use as a side next to your hot dog.
Or a topping.
Right. And still, when I read the statement from Impossible Foods, I know this is all them getting free publicity. That's what this is. It's free publicity. Impossible Foods says they support Joey Chestnut in any contest he chooses. that meat eaters, quote, shouldn't have to be exclusive to just one wiener. I don't know how you can take anything seriously after that, but we're asking you, Team Joey or Team Nathan's? The poll is up on Twitter or Twix. We're talking about food at A-Law Radio, or our show account is Amy After Hours, and then on our Facebook page.
I just think Joey made his choice is all.
David says on Facebook, Joey Chestnut and Caitlin Clark are both being screwed over. It's the first and only time Caitlin and Joey have ever been in the same sentence together. I just feel as though Nathan's is changing the rules. They didn't put it in the fine print. They did not say he can't endorse vegan products, or their competitors can't endorse vegan products. And now they're just mad because Impossible is trying to pretend like they have a hot dog.
I think it's lack
That's not Joey Chestnut's problem.
It's lack of loyalty from Joey Chestnut. It's a gross display of
should
loyalty.
Should he have to be loyal?
Yes.
Then they should endorse him.
They do.
No, he they is pay Nathan's. Him to. They nah.
Nathan's
Was it Kobayashi
Joey.
Nathan's before Joey?
Like 20 years ago.
Okay, but still. Still.
Spokesman change.
If they're not, they're only paying him to compete. They're not paying him to endorse.
I think you win a small cash prize, actually. Well, not, I don't know if small, but like $10,000, maybe,
I mean,
something
what's
like that.
Small to us. Oh my gosh.
$3.
Yeah. See, I am blown away by the fact that Nathan's would take this step. But then we got a tweet that indicated this is probably a big publicity stunt. And I'm thinking Impossible Foods is absolutely thrilled with what's happening. They never got this much publicity in their entire company history.
They're making out the best out of all this.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Now I know what they sell, which I didn't before the show.
Here's the question, Jay. If Impossible Foods tried to host a hot dog eating contest, it would be an oxymoron, correct? Impossible Foods doesn't make hot dogs. They can't sponsor a hot dog eating contest because nobody would take them seriously.
It would be an impossible hot dog contest.
It would be impossible contest. It would be impossible.
Anything's possible.
No, it's not. Not in this case. All right, so vote in our poll. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling like I've made a very compelling argument, and that now as you weigh in, you're seeing the point of this. Nathan's can't just change the rules all of a sudden. That's all.
I think the players would side with Nathan's here.
Malik,
the other competitors.
Malik would like us to try one, the impossible plant dog. That's what he called it. And that I would be surprised at the taste. But no one's arguing taste. No one's arguing taste. What we're arguing is it's not an actual hot dog, so Nathan's can't ban him for supporting a vegan product. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I hear your argument. I just don't think Nathan's agrees.
Steve says, set a booth next to Nathan's and have Joey do his impossible wiener contest by himself.
Sounded odd.
Meat eaters should not have to be exclusive to just one wiener. You know someone deserves a raise after that statement.
Some social media intern needs a full-time job.
Seriously, they need a raise. In fact, you get impossible plants for life. That's it. You get impossible.
Oh,
great.
<yay. laughs>
855-212-4227. I swear to you, we were racked up with football sound. We were all excited. We were going to talk about quarterbacks and all their, I don't even know what's going on with the quarterbacks. We were just going to talk about quarterbacks because we love quarterbacks. We did talk basketball. We talked some baseball. We were going to get into the U.S. Open, Tiger Woods, Scottie Scheffler. Nope. We've been hijacked by impossible plants. Versus Nathan's. Joey Chestnut, he's just caught in the middle. He's a casualty. He's a prisoner of war.
I think he's the aggressor here, but...
He's the aggressor. No, that's Impossible Foods.
I think it's Joey.
I think Nathan's is making much ado about nothing. They're actually giving publicity to their competition.
That they are doing. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Nathan's is worried about anything. That's why they're saying...
Squash it like a
they're
bug.
They're taking their champion and saying, we don't even need you. We're Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Like Marco said earlier, we've been here before and we'll be here after you.
Huh. We own you. All right. We'll see. Who are you on, or whose side are you on? Is it Nathan or is it Joey Chestnut? That's what we're asking. Poll is up. Also, some of your comments are cracking us up. Jay has not had a straight face for the last 3 hours. It's After Hours, The Hump Show. Good morning to you on a Wednesday here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here's Aaron Judge. Righty hitter swings and flies it. Left center field.
Oh,
is Bell back on the run at the wall? It is gone. Goodbye.
Into the waterfall.
Oh, Aaron Judge forgot about his manners. He bruised that baseball. Two-run blast, number 25. And the Yankees have a 9-0 lead.
He's just, you know, obviously amazing physical talent and tools and ability. But now the experience that thousands of at-bats allow you to have, that gets applied with that great talent, and this is what you're seeing.
Getting you to the good half of your week, it's The Hump Show on After Hours.
A healthy Aaron Judge is not only good for the Yankees, obvi, but also great for baseball. When he's smiling and he's roaming the outfield and he's interacting with fans and he's smashing baseballs, it's great for the game. So good for Aaron Judge, major league leading 25th home run of the season. So I don't know, should we start counting now or projecting? I'm sure somewhere in Yankees Kingdom they are doing exactly that, but that kind of thing bores me. The Yankees do have the best record in Major League Baseball, but it's June. A lot can and will happen, though it's sort of funny. I was out in the hallway earlier walking across our newsroom over to a side studio where I was doing some prep work, and I heard the host on our New York affiliate, because we share studio space with them, talking about how the number one storyline right now is the trade deadline. Oh, please stick a fork in my eye. No, not right now. It's not. I mean, I'd rather talk about fake hot dogs every day from now until the trade deadline. Oh my gosh, we're asking you to take our show poll. We kind of stumbled on this. Are you Team Nathan's or Team Joey? And you're cracking me up. Not to mention, you're blowing up our social media. So see, you care far more about this than do you care about the trade deadline at this point. We come out with a baseball headline, or a baseball highlight, I should say, because when you go to a ballpark, you want to eat a hot dog. Many of you, not all of you. I will readily admit I don't eat hot dogs. I gave them up a few years ago because I don't like what's in them. It doesn't seem healthy, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go out and eat an impossible plant-based fake pork dog either. It's I don't care what it tastes like. It's just the idea that you're marketing yourself as a meat. You're not a meat. I can market myself as a TV star. I can market myself as a supermodel. It does not make it so, Jay. Jay's like, I am not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
No, again, like I get what I'm not arguing with your logic there in terms of if it's not a hot dog, it is a plant, and Nathan's is a hot dog, it's a beet, it's a meat. But
it might be a beet.
It's just not what's at debate here, I don't think, between Joey and Nathan's. Because Nathan's is under the 100% total belief that Impossible is a hot dog. They brand as hot dogs. They're a competitor. And Joey's their guy, and now he's going to wear an Impossible t-shirt, and that doesn't fly with them, and I understand that.
Now, that would be wrong. You can't allow a competitor to wear a t-shirt from another company. I don't care what kind of company it is, any kind of food. You can't allow him to wear that, because on that day, you belong to Nathan's. But my point is that if Nathan's didn't write it in the fine print of the contract and say, you cannot endorse hot dogs, kielbasa, Italian sausage.
Joey would know
you,
that.
You can't endorse brats. You can't endorse fake hot dogs either. That's all I'm saying, is that maybe they didn't cover that in their contract, which means Joey thought he was well within.
This just got lost in translation somewhere in the contract.
Right. People are so mad at me because I'm calling these vegan. I don't care. It's not my department. Someone else is mad at me because I said they're tofu. I don't know what they're made of. Don't care. Probably Brussels sprouts. What is the difference?
Why is that something to get angry at?
No, people, because it's social media. Is this your first day? It's not your first day. It's not your first rodeo, Jay. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me what they're made of. I just know they're not pork. They're not meat.
No, they say it's not. No.
Exactly. That's the whole point. This is it's intense. It's intense. What are the chances they let him back in?
Right now, today?
Mm-hmm. Kiss and make up, let him back in. Yeah. It's all publicity. I'm on that train, actually, now. It's all about them getting publicity.
I don't know. I think Joey looks bad here. I still do.
He's trying to give people who love him, his fan base, his audience, an alternative.
He's trying to be even more gluttonous than eating the 72 hot dogs by eating those and getting his $1.2 million endorsement check with a competing hot dog brand.
I feel like he's kind of lost his reputation, though, because if you claim to be a lover of hot dogs, which I guess you don't have to be a lover of hot dogs to enter the eating contest, but if you claim to be a major league eater and on the side you're eating Impossible foods, then yeah.
Yeah, a little bit interesting.
I wonder if he's lost some of his cachet with his fan base.
How old is he now?
I'm going to go 38. I don't know.
I feel like he's older than that.
Really? Wow. At some point, Father Time's going to catch up with him. And all of a sudden, all that, the metabolism, it's all going to stick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he's switching to the plant-based Impossible Burgers.
That would be cheating. That would be cheating.
40.
Huh. Yeah, I'm thinking that at some point, it's all just going to sit right in his belly. You might be right. He might be trying to, on the DL, switch to plant-based because it goes through your body in a different way. Mm-hmm. Trying to be very delicate here. This is a family show. Let's talk to AJ, who's in Ohio. AJ, whose side are you on?
I'm kind of like in the middle, Amy. Love your show, but I'm a little confused. Are you arguing that Impossible or Nathan's or Joey Chestnut's product is not a hot dog? It's a hot dog, whether it's made of a plant or beef or pork or chicken.
Yeah, see, that's where we disagree. I disagree.
It's a hot dog.
No, it's not meat. A hot dog is meat.
Okay, what are they actually eating in the contest?
A hot dog? Yeah, they're eating Nathan's hot dogs.
And is that a beef?
Well, it could be beef, it could be pork, it could be a combo. And most hot dogs are like a combination of the leftover meat, which is kind of gross, actually.
Okay. But your argument is that I'm still trying to figure out what you're
just because Impossible Foods says it's a hot dog does not make it a hot dog.
you don't think Joey Chestnut should be allowed to be in the contest?
No, I do think he should. I think he's got a major beef. I think that he should be allowed to compete because what he's endorsing is not in direct competition with Nathan's. That's what I think. They're a completely different target audience. Okay. Yeah.
Who is the governing? Who's actually got the final say so?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. Because if Nathan's didn't put it in the contract in the fine print, then maybe Joey has a beef. He could go to a court and get an injunction and a stay, and it would have to get appealed and all that jazz. Because if they didn't write it in the contract, then how can they tell him he can't endorse a plant-based product like salad? Can he endorse spinach?
Okay. He's not in any way, shape, or form trying to use his plant hot dog in the contest.
See, it's an oxymoron. Just saying, AJ. He's like, I'm confused. Yes, we are too, AJ, but it's what makes it fun.
Well, it's been a crazy show, great topic.
Thank you. I'm just gonna stop prepping sports. There's no need to anymore. We're just gonna do stuff like this. It's what's the point of prepping for actual sports?
When is the contest? Is it this Saturday?
No, it's July 4th. That's the funny part.
Oh, July 4th. Oh, my bad. Yeah. Right. So there's a lot of time yet.
Yes.
And I think Joey's going to be in the contest.
Yeah, I think they're going to cave. I think Nathan's is going to cave. Yeah.
He has to. Agreed. I mean, it's not going to be worth watching for a lot of people if he's not in there.
Although people said that about Kobayashi, and then after he tried to bum rush the stage and he got arrested or whatever else happened, he got banned from all competitive eating. The sport went on without him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did not know that.
AJ's getting in on the ground level. All right, AJ, that was fun. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Let's talk to Mike, who's in Boston. Mike, Team Joey or Team Nathan?
I am definitely Team Joey. I'll never pick a company of that magnitude over the individual. Never.
He's
an athlete in my eyes. I'm going for Joey.
An athlete.
He earned my respect. Oh, yeah. He earned my respect when that guy tried rushing the stage and he roughed him up. I loved it. I'm from Boston, you know. We love that stuff.
Right. So here's a question, Mike, though. You go to Fenway Park, right? I'm assuming you've been to Fenway Park.
Oh, yeah. Glad, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're going to Fenway Park like I have been and you want a dog, it doesn't matter what Impossible Foods is offering. You're eating a hot dog.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Joey's not absolutely. He's not endorsing the competition.
Joey's the man. I'm going to endorse Cumbies right now because I got a coffee.
Oh, that's so mean. I love Cumbies. It's my favorite coffee, and it's so cheap. It's the last cheap, affordable thing left on the planet.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, Amy, it saves me every morning. I got the extra large, too. You know?
Oh, man. I love Cumbies. It's one of my favorite things about New England, about growing up in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. But listen, I gotta give it to Joey. You know what?
Okay.
This is his chance to shine. All right? This is his chance to go against a giant company.
There you go.
And say, hey, you're trying to pick on the little guy.
Right. That's right. Little guy's going to win.
I'm Team Joey all the way. But listen, thanks, Amy, for the call. All right?
You're welcome. Have a great day in Boston. All right. One more before we take our break. C-Note. Is that like a $100 bill?
Yes, ma'am.
In Chicago. Which team are you on?
I am a long time first time.
Oh, sweet. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. What's the name of the competition?
It's not competition. That's my point.
Well, it's Nathan's Hot Dogs, right?
Yes. Well, that's the name of the actual sponsor of the contest.
Okay. Well, then you eat Nathan's Hot Dogs. You don't eat another company's plant-based
ever?
Hot Dogs. You eat
like ever?
No, not in the competition.
Well, no, he's not eating them in the competition. He's just saying, here's another alternative if you don't want to eat real meat.
Right, but he's not going to be in the hot dog competition.
Well, they've banned him, but I feel like he could probably go to court and get that overturned.
You know, honestly, I mean, if it's Nathan's Hot Dogs, then that's what you eat is Nathan's Hot Dogs. It's not you eat any hot dog that you want, Oscar Mayer or whatever. You eat their hot dog, and that's what the competition
is. But do you
is.
Honestly think he's never had anything else except for Nathan's?
Oh, absolutely not.
Right.
I believe
so,
you. I believe that 100%. But when it comes to competition, it's competition. I mean, I know I got to eat Nathan's hot dogs. I know what I got to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. See, my point is that if they didn't specify that he also can't endorse a vegetarian option or a salad option,
that's a great sticking point, because if nobody ever thought of that happening.
Exactly.
Hey, what if a vegan dog comes in competition?
Exactly, because there's no competition. It's a completely
Absolutely.
Different target market. Exactly. Thank you, C-Note. That was worth
great.
A C-Note.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Do you think his real name was like one that he... Oh, maybe he's an FBI agent. Secret Service.
I just thought it was like Chris.
He's CIA. You can't let us know. That's what the C stands for, actually. CIA note.
We figured him out. He's compromised.
That's it. That's right. First time, long time. He's been listening on the down low. Jay, he's been listening for a really long time. It took this debate over hot dogs to get him to call. Do you know we've had a bunch of first-time callers tonight over hot dogs? Why? Why do I bother? Who cares what happened in the basketball game? Why do I bother? Just
tomorrow's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. What can we do on that?
Stop it. Huh. All right.
Maybe I shouldn't ask that, actually.
Yeah, don't ask that. Oh, my gosh. I'm hungry now, are you? But not for a hot dog. Jay, are you going to go home and eat a hot dog? You are, aren't you?
I'm thinking about it.
Jay, at any given point in his life, is never more than 2 days away from a hot dog or a chicken roll. Either one of those things.
Chicken roll sounds good,
too. Or tacos.
All three, honestly, sound good.
Or...
I think I have some ballparks, actually.
Chicken parm.
In the freezer right now. Not Nathan's.
I feel like I have your entire weekly menu down pat.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate.
Burgers.
In some sort of order.
They're not impossible burgers, correct?
No.
Right, because that's not a real burger.
Real burgers.
Exactly. Thank you. All right, take the poll. I don't even know what my life is about anymore. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What happened to us, Jay? What happened? Here's our latest sports update. Should I even show my face?
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Work tomorrow? Probably not.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hello, my name's Titus. Question I'd like to ask is, last weekend when you triple bogeyed that hole, you seemed to stay a little bit calm. How did you keep from getting frustrated from your bad shots?
It's a good question. I was very frustrated, so I'm glad you couldn't tell. But, you know, I think I've learned over the course of my career to stay as patient as possible. And when I made a triple on that hole, I really didn't hit that bad of a shot. It just hit a tree and went out of bounds. And, you know, I kind of reminded myself that I was playing good golf and As long as I kept a good head on my shoulders, I could, you know, continue to kind of go about my day and was able to bounce back nicely. And I think that's something that you just learn playing more and more golf.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Scottie Scheffler getting a very smart question from Titus, a young man that I wish I knew more about because I would love, love to have him on the show. Some of our favorite callers ever have been either young listeners. We have, was it Jordan? 13-year-old Jordan, who was an eighth grader. He's probably a ninth grader now, but he was an eighth grader. And he called us multiple times during the winter, couldn't sleep, knew he had to be quiet because his mom was sleeping across the hall and would have been really upset if she'd known he was awake listening to sports radio and calling in Portland, Oregon. We have had some teenage listeners who'd called in the past, and we've also had a bunch of high schoolers, college students. Amazing. Where is Titus when we need him?
Hello, my name's Titus.
Can you play the part again where he asked the question and Scottie Scheffler laughs? I just loved his reaction, and then he answered it, of course.
Question I'd like to ask is, last weekend when you triple bogeyed that hole, you seemed to stay a little bit calm. How did you keep from getting frustrated from your bad shots?
That's so cute. I love it so much. Scottie Scheffler in the spotlight, of course, because the U.S. Open almost said tips off. Nope, that'd be basketball. That tips off tonight. U.S. Open tees off on Thursday at Pinehurst. Tiger Woods has a history there. I fully intended for us to talk about the U.S. Open and quarterbacks and mandatory OTAs and all types of things. But nah. Instead, we spent the whole time on plant-based salad options next to your hot dog versus an actual Nathan's hot dog. Some of your responses on our social media are really funny, and this has got to be my favorite one. Jules. I'm going to go with Jules. Not understanding your point. In a Nathan's hot dog eating competition, you have to eat Nathan's hot dogs. What am I missing? Yeah, it's too much to explain. Just go back and get the podcast.
Google it. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, this is all for Impossible Foods to get free publicity. No doubt. They are giggling. They're up all night listening to our show, laughing all the way to the bank. And I say this in earnest because I did hear a report a couple months ago that actually some of these plant-based options are actually, they're either declaring bankruptcy or they're finding that their profits are way down because it was kind of a flash in the pan. It's not working at fast food restaurants, for instance. Well, that kind of feels like the same thing you could say about ballparks or 4th of July picnics and barbecues. Yeah, people want to eat a hot dog, they're going to eat a hot dog. So anyway, we'll see whether or not they get a bump in sales from all this free publicity. But their whole point is, meat eaters should not have to be exclusive to just one wiener.
This is treason from Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, actually, someone on our Facebook page called him a traitor.
Really? I don't see it any other way.
He says that's it. He's going back to being a Kobayashi guy, although I think he's retired.
Matt Stoney. This is his chance to regain the mustard belt.
Matt Stoney?
Yes.
It's actually called the mustard belt.
The mustard belt,
yeah. Does it have mustard on it?
It's yellow.
Okay. Can you tell I've never won? This is more time that I've spent on a hot dog eating contest than every other minute of my life combined.
I think we should go.
Only if we're not in the, probably what do you call it?
The splash zone?
I'm not going to the splash zone.
We would probably need like a 5 a.m. Eastern time train to get in order to be able to have a view, maybe 4 a.m. Eastern. So just let me know.
You're going to get our tickets?
Oh, you just walk in. You just got to get there early. That's why.
Do you get free hot dogs?
No, you got to buy those. What? But they're around.
That's ridiculous.
You go to the Nathan's, the original Coney Island Nathan's.
I'm sure the line there is really short.
Oh, gosh. Millions of people.
Everybody's moved over to Impossible Foods.
That booth is across the street.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Twitter at A-Law Radio. You can take our poll. And if you would like to yell at me on Facebook, you can do that too. It's named after the show. People get very fired up about this, which cracks me up. Anyway, I've enjoyed the debate. It's been a lively debate. Coming up later on, let's hope, by the way, the U.S. Women's Basketball Selection Committee has never been more thrilled to have this become the top story in sport. But come tonight, we'll be talking about the NBA, I'm assuming. You've got the Mavericks who are back home, but they're now down 0-2. You want to know what happened exactly 13 years ago today? Jay, would you like to know what happened exactly 13 years ago on June 12th?
I don't know.
The Dallas Mavericks won the NBA championship exactly 13 years ago today. So how do they get back into it, Luka Doncic?
Just trying to keep getting open looks. I think our defense has not been bad, but just we can't really score. That's our main problem right now. But I think we're getting some great looks. And like I said, you know, we have confidence. Everybody can make a shot. They're shooting the ball in our team. So we just got to keep believing it.
Adjustments that we have to make out there on the floor, just as players. The coaching staff is doing a great job preparing us, but it's our job as players to make those adjustments and play even harder, especially when the game's getting a little out of balance or we have a lead and we want to extend it a little bit. So a lot of it is just a learning curve for myself, for my teammates, and also a peace of mind that we give each other that, we want to give ourselves a chance by leaving it all out there on the floor and playing our best and preparing the best way we can. So that's literally been the focus since game two ended, was just putting our best foot forward, coming back home, feeling good, feeling familiar, and letting our game speak for itself.
For me, it's almost like you got to trick your mind, almost in a sense, like you almost got to play like you down 0-2 rather than up. And that's hard to do, but like you got to go into that mind frame, that focus is like, nah, we are playing like that, rather than you let comfort, you let, you know, some of those things kind of seep in. So you just try to stay focused and try to harness the mind as much as you can.
Ooh, the mind harness the mind.
Is a powerful thing, you know, and it's hard to grasp, you know, some of those things as you are intaking them. But if you can kind of focus your mind on what you wanted to focus on, you'll be surprised at what you can do.
I like it. Jaylen Brown with a little pep talk about the mental edge. It is kind of funny, though, Jay. The Mavericks want to go into this game feeling like they're confident. They're so close. They just have to make shots, right? So they can actually pretend they're 2-0. They're up two games. Jaylen wants the Celtics to pretend like they're down 0-2, and that's how you train your mind. So it's alternate reality, really. It's impossible meat. That's what it is. We'll talk to you tonight. Have a great Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.